Welcome to The Point for April 7th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. It has been 1 week since the federal investigation into Congressman Matt Gaetz burst into the public sphere. Almost all of Gaetz's colleagues in the House Republican Conference are keeping quiet. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he would speak to Gaetz about the investigation, although it's not clear that has happened. Meanwhile, the Republicans Gaetz has attacked are keeping their powder dry, and former President Donald Trump has offered a half-hearted defense of Gaetz, saying the congressman never asked him for a pardon. This relative collective silence surrounding the Gaetz investigation is both a sign of the seriousness of the allegations and a reminder that much of the House Republican Conference does not appreciate the Florida Republicans' antics. To refresh your memory, investigators are examining whether Gaetz broke federal sex trafficking and prostitution laws, including whether he had a relationship with a 17-year-old girl. No charges have been filed, and Gaetz has denied the allegations. Gaetz has also faced criticism following CNN's report that he showed off nude photos and videos of women, including while he was on the House floor. Gaetz's support, or lack thereof, among his fellow Republicans may ultimately not matter. Gaetz has said he is not resigning and denied any wrongdoing. On Tuesday, Gaetz even sent a fundraising email to his supporters off of the reports about the DOJ investigation, claiming in an email that a brand new smear campaign has been launched against me, but I am fighting back to expose the truth. Gaetz will make his first public appearance Friday since last week's interview with Fox News' Tucker Carlson. That public appearance will be at a Women for America First event being held at former President Trump's golf resort in Miami. So let's get to the point. The Republicans are, for the most part, keeping their distance from the embattled Matt Gaetz. Despite that, he is not backing down and even fundraising off of the controversy. And that is The Point for April 7th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you'd like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.
When you work next level. When you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.